بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So, according to Islamic beliefs and according to Islamic teachings, the people do dua or supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get answers for the worldly and otherworldly, we can say, wishes and hopes. Now, sometimes these du'as are answered and sometimes they are not answered. So if the du'as are going to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why sometimes our supplications are not answered and in fact the negative answer will be given to our du'as and supplications?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You hear from different people saying that we, as you mentioned, some of our supplications are answered and some are not. But I believe that according to the verse, Udu'uni astajib lakum, call me and I will answer you, mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, from one perspective, all the prayers are answered, either in this world or in the hereafter. So dua in and of itself is an act of worship, which means that the time that you are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are praying, you are doing an act of worship, and you will be rewarded for it.
Yes.
And if your request is not given to you in this world, for sure, much more reward will be given to you in the hereafter. So much so that people, according to some narrations in the hereafter, will wish that none of their prayers were answered in this world because of the fact that the reward for the non-answered prayers are so great in the hereafter. So from this perspective, we can say that all the prayers would be answered.
Okay.
Now, for the prayers...
So you mean not answering it is a type of answer itself?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a very beautiful to put it this way. Now, some requests apparently and seemingly are not answered in this world. The first point is that there are some conditions for dua to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some obstacles that should be removed by the people. Now imagine a person, goes to a physician for an illness and the physician gives him or her a prescription, including some tablets, ampules, and so on and so forth. And the physician tells him or her that if you act upon this, then you will be healed. Then imagine later the patient comes to the physician and complains that this prescription was not effective at all, and you are not a physician.
Yes.
And the physician asks, for example, did you inject the ampules that I prescribed for you to inject every day? He or she says that yes, but not every day, every other day.
Yes.
Did you eat the tablets, each 8 hours? Yes, but only once a day, not every 8 hours. So you see, with this, the patient cannot expect the prescription to, be of any benefit. And the same point is about dua and prayer. There are conditions mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, in the narrations. And for the people who want their request to be answered in this world as well, they need to pay attention to those conditions.
Yes.
Now, one of them is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some narrations, one of the main obstacles for the supplications not to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that people do not know God. It's been narrated that some relatives of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked him about the reason for some of their prayers not to be answered. And the Imam alayhi salam says, لَأَنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ مَنْ لَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ. Because you call the one that is God that you do not know him. So this is the first condition. We need to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second condition is a pure intention.
Yes.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا دَعَ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِنِيَّةٍ صَادِقَ وَقَلْبٍ مُخْلِصْ أُسْجِيبَ لَهُ.
Yes.
بَعْدَ وَفَائِهِ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. If a person calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he supplicates, and he or she has a pure intention and a purified heart and sincere heart, then their request will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third condition, according to some narrations, is halal food, halal income, legal income. We talked about this issue in one of the previous episodes. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, "Atab kasbak tustajab da'watuk." Purify your income, then your prayers are going to be answered. فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَرْفَعُ فِيهِ يرفع إلى فيه حراما فما تستجاب له دعوة 40 يوما. Because sometimes a person eats from haram income, haram food, and for that his or her prayers are not going to be answered for 40 days. And then the concept of حضور القلب, the presence of heart. Yes. Some people just, repeat some prayers without paying attention to the meaning, without having the presence of the heart.
Yes.
And we have in the narrations that if you want your answer to be answered by, your request to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to have the presence of heart.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Having the presence of heart, especially not only in the worshiping time and the salat time, in all the deeds and actions, all the moments of our life, is really necessary. But Sheikh, the question is that if Allah knows what's going on in your mind, because He is all-knowing, is there at all a need to say it in words and supplicate it? Change it into some formulas or words and then say it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, whether we utter it or not. But the verses of the Quran and the narrations also put emphasis on uttering the words. And it could be for different reasons, and I believe that, practically speaking, our experiences tell us that if you're going to think about a request and do not begin talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not going to get so much close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know that in the narrations, we are told about some supplications. For example, supplications begins with the name of Allah, and then yes. Salawat, and then some praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the supplications, and it ends with salawat and praising God. So it's not, only the request. It's a series of Islamic teachings. So that is why it's of great significance to utter the words, especially the prayers that are quoted by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So compare a person who just thinks about his request and another one who puts time. For example, he goes to a mosque, a holy shrine, yes. for 1 hour, and then he reads from some supplications, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. For sure, at least in the majority of the cases, the second person would feel more spirituality, more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Allah knows everything, but we are highly recommended to utter our requests as well.
That's right.
And sometimes when the people's du'as are not answered, the people around say, for example, it is not prudent or advisable for you to get the answers to this question. If this, for example, answer to your supplication is not given, it's better for you, mm-hmm. or it's advisable mm-hmm. for you. What about this case? What about the case of prudence? And can't Allah, for example, set or arrange the cases in a way that it is advisable for us mm-hmm, or prudent mm-hmm. for us?
Yeah, that's a very valid question. So as you rightly mentioned, one of the reasons that sometimes our requests are not answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because of the fact that we know that Allah is omniscient. He knows everything about us. In Allah's knowledge, it is not as advisable, it is not good for us for these requests to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although we may not know, and we may complain, and we may get upset, but maybe in a long term, and sometimes in a mid-term and short term, we come to see that sometimes we say that Alhamdulillah for yes. that request which was not answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some stories in this regard. One of the most famous ones is the story of Tha'laba al-Ansari, for whom two verses of the Quran were revealed, chapter At-Tawbah, verses 75 and 76. So he was a very poor person from Ansar, from the helpers, and he asked the Prophet to pray for him to give him great properties. The Holy Prophet said that what you have right now is better for you than the wealth for which you are not going to be able to act upon your duties. But anyway, Tha'laba was not satisfied. He insisted and he promised Prophet to act upon his religious responsibilities.
Yes.
So the Prophet prayed for him and, naturally, the Holy Prophet's request was answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he became a very wealthy man, so much so that he had so many ships and herds, and he was forced to go outside the city of Medina, and gradually he did not take part in the congregational prayer of the Prophet, and later even he did not pay zakat, which was yes. an obligation for him. So this is just a true story to tell us that some, and of course these two verses are revealed about him, talking about the bad faith of this man. So there is no doubt about the fact that in many cases it is not for our goodness.
Yes.
For our request to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you said that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to arrange everything so that it is for our benefit. The point is that, first of all, sometimes we have some contradicting supplications.
Yes.
So the question is that Allah should make everything ready so that all the requests are answered and all of them are for our benefit.
Yes.
But the point is that, first of all, sometimes we have some contradicting prayers. For example, a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain, and the other person asks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to send the rain. So now the question is that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not arranging everything for these two people? It's not possible to both send the rain and not to send the rain. So, or for example, imagine two boys, they love a girl, and both of them pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having that girl in marriage. Is it possible for Allah to set everything, to arrange everything, and answer both of them? It's not possible. This is one point. The second point is that this world is based on the sunnah, the tradition of cause and effect. So, and we are told that Aballah an yajrul ashya or yajrul umur illa b'asbabha. The tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world is that everything is going to be done based on cause and effect.
Yes.
So for example, you pray that, oh God, please give me money so that I'm going to have a car, to buy a fancy car, for example. But God knows that if he does that, you will have an accident and you will be killed or badly mm-hmm. injured.
Yes.
Now, the question that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not arranging everything so that I'm not going to be dead? The answer is that it is the matter of cause and effect. Allah is not going to force you after having the car to change your will. No, you have free will. Or, for example, imagine the other point is that if all the prayers are answered, then the life in this world would be meaningless. Imagine all the people ask for money. Then is there any person who work? No. All the people would remain idle because they just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for money and no one is going to, I mean, work.
Yes.
Or imagine every person does not act upon instructions on hygiene and then they get patient, they get sick, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal them. And all the requests are answered. Then
yes.
no one is going to, act upon these instructions.
That's
so
right.
My point is that it's not possible for all the answers mm-hmm. to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Sometimes the requests are contradicting.
Yes.
And sometimes if all of them are going to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is against
yes.
the sunnah of cause and effect,
That's
the principle
right.
of cause and effect.
That's why in Islam we are recommended when we supplicate, we ask for the khair.
Exactly.
In fact, the best of
exactly.
the things and
mm-hmm.
the best of the dooms that is going to be happening to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the khair is not answering our supplications and sometimes it is a big yes for us.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li'aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li'aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن